Meade that morning was no more prepared or anxious to fight at Gettysburg than Lee. His chosen ground for a battle with the rebels was what he considered a better defensive position behind Pipe Creek, just below the Pennsylvania-Maryland line. He wanted the 1st and 11th Corps, under Reynolds, to lure the rebels into following them as they fell back to Meade's army at the creek. But Meade's hopes for his Pipe Creek plan faded when he received a morning report from Reynolds that he was trying to beat the Confederates to the high ground at Gettysburg and keep them back as long as possible, fighting them street by street through the town if he had to. Meade surmised that there had been a mix-up, and Reynolds had not received his circular outlining his Pipe Creek plan or his instructions for the left-wing commander simply to evaluate what was happening at Gettysburg. After an hour of fighting, Reynolds was killed from an enemy mini-ball that struck him in the back of the neck. Meade got the sad news at 1 p.m., and a half hour later dispatched Major General Winfield Scott Hancock, his 2nd Corps commander, to Gettysburg to decide if the army should fight there or at Pipe Creek. By then, Lee was riding toward the town to take command at a battlefield he had not picked or wanted at this point, but at which two of his corps, Hill's and Ewell's, were now engaged. Although he still did not know how much of Meade's army he might be facing that afternoon, Lee quickly seized the opportunity and authorized Hill and Ewell to attack. Their two corps, enjoying a numerical advantage at this point, drove the Union 1st and 11th Corps south through Gettysburg streets in what at times became chaotic hand-to-hand fighting to Cemetery Hill and Cemetery Ridge. Around 4 p.m., Hancock arrived on Cemetery Hill as the battered 1st and 11th Corps showed up. He took command of them and, with Howard, rallied the Union force, posting soldiers and artillery defensively to stem the rebel advance. The highly capable Hancock also decided that Gettysburg should be the Potomac Army's battlefield and messaged Meade an hour later that they could fight from advantageous ground at Cemetery Hill and Cemetery Ridge.